thought we couldn't create that future.
She lifted her arms to her sides.
We have the procedural technology, a clean slate, whatever future we choose to design.
The galaxy would never let us have that, he said. I thought it might, but for once in my life I was naive. The procedurals are too dangerous because they're a clean slate. What have you done since you cast me out?
You lacked conviction. You lacked faith in me. Having you down here has given me breathing room, so to speak. The great plan continues. But I have built my empire on the truth. The nation knows the threat. They know what they are and why we fight. You should see them, Grandfather. The truth has set us all free.
She stepped out of the cell and ran her fingers along the bars as she walked toward the vault door.
What did you do to Roland? Did you kill him? Mark asked.
Stacy stopped and wrapped her fingers around a bar.
Ah, my little poisoned seed, she said. I let him go home, armed with the deadliest weapon I could give him. Something you could never harness.
She looked him in the eye, and Mark felt a sorrow well up inside him. The Stacy he had known was so far gone. Was there anything left of her?
The truth.
Mark's shoulders slumped.
Wrong!
She said the word like it was a triumph.
The truth was the method, but not the weapon. I showed him who we are. Showed him a path that would take him back to Earth and his Templar with the weapon, and he went willingly. Roland is back on Earth and he's already spread the weapon. Doubt. The Terrans know that we're not so different from them, that we have the same heroes. Our children cry the same as theirs. Widows weep for slain soldiers. The Ybarran nation is more like Earth than any ally from Bastion. If our armor realized what you've done, the armor are not loyal to me or to you, she said. I've known this for years. They are loyal to their creed, to humanity's continued future. So long as I embody that future, they will follow me. Roland is doubt on Earth, but on Navarre, he was certainty. Certainty that the Terran Union can be shown the light and brought over.
You don't know Garrett like I do, Mark said. He put that careerist Laren in charge of their armor corps after we... Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Grandfather. You taught me well. Divide and conquer. The longer Roland is allowed to walk around, the more doubt will be spread. Eventually, Earth will be forced to act, and then...
Rebellion, Mark said. You're using him as a pawn. This game won't go the way you think it will, Stacy. Don't do this to him. He's a good kid.
Now you care. You didn't care about me when you first sent me to Bastion. I didn't learn the truth until I realized that this...
She struck the bars hard enough to send them ringing.
This is what I was.
Mark backed away.
That's why you put him down here. To get just the right information for him to feed back to Earth. Well played, Stacy. I'm impressed. Did you come down here just to gloat?
No.
She picked up a data slate from the floor.
I need your help. The political situation between Earth and Bastion is proving difficult to manage. I need your help with another project while I deal with the bigger picture.
She slipped the corner of the data slate through the bars and asked,
Interested? Or do you want to keep reading the classics?
Mark looked at the slate and the promise of new information, news from beyond his miserable little cell. If he still had a mouth, it would water.
You have my attention.
He reached for the slate, but Stacy yanked it away.
I need an old friend and his ship, Stacy said. Admiral Valdar and the Breitenfeld. You'll help me, won't you?
She tapped the slate against the bars. Mark hesitated, then took it from her. Epilogue. Tomenikai and the rest of the Kasat Grand Council waited as Bale watched several video screens of footage from the battle on Balmaceda. Ruhold text lined the edge of each screen, shifting with new data as the fighting continued. The Ixion and Sanheel Risen of the Grand Council stood uneasily as the ends of Bale's nervous system twitched. The Savior was difficult to read, as he'd ascended from his body many years before.
"Survivors?"
Bale asked.
"The Gassot held true to the cause and died fighting. Any that were trapped in disabled ships killed themselves before they could be taken by the humans, Master,"
Tomenikai said. That the Grand Council had chosen him, a disgraced Ixion, whose Immortalis implants had been deactivated for failure. Senior Kassat leaders all had the implants, which kept their minds alive for centuries, jumping from body to body.
"Though, the recent commander of our Colossus unit was lost when Gorthig's flagship was destroyed,"
Tomenikai added.
"Gorthig was a fool,"
Bale said.
"He should not have damaged the Crucible so quickly, then allowed himself to be drawn into the human's trap. He will not be missed."
"The human's use of the macro cannons was a new tactic,"
Domenikai said.
"Why our Vishrakath allies did not share that the Cursed Ones had this technology is of question to the Grand Council."
"The Vishrakath are spineless, weak!"
Bale raised one of the mechanical limbs beneath his tank and crushed a holo projector.
"They want others to bleed for their schemes while they grow in power. This will not be their galaxy. Do you all understand that? Every race will join our great unity. Then we will have true peace."
"The Vishrakath have asked as to the investigation of their missing envoys."
Domenikai lowered his gaze.
"The explosion on their vessel was most unfortunate. Send off our findings, and whatever organic matter remains."
The ends of Bale's nerves twitched slightly.
"The losses we suffered on Balmaceda are significant,"
Domenikai said.
"And replaceable,"
Bale said.
"We will continue the war against the cursed humans until the Vishrakath finally deliver the rest of the galaxy into the fight against Earth and the Abaris, just as they promised. Then, we will sweep across their worlds and wipe them out. All of them."
You have been listening to The True Measure, Terran Armor Corps, Book 3. Produced by Greg Lawrence. Associate Producer Emily Durr. Text copyright 2017 by Richard Fox. Production copyright 2018 by Podium Publishing. All rights reserved. If you enjoyed this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you love.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.